Praise the Lord, saints.
Praise the Lord.
Our word today comes from the book of Acts, chapter 10, verses 34 and 35. That's the book of Acts, chapter 10, verses 34 and 35. And it says, "Then Peter opened his mouth and said, of a truth I perceive that God is no respecter of persons. But in every nation, he that feareth him and worketh righteousness is accepted with him." Today's sermon, the topic is going to be on the topic, God is for everyone.
Amen.
Amen?
Amen.
Let me give you some background for me. Peter was on a fast and was in prayer. God told him, spoke to him and told Peter to rise, eat, and kill. Okay? In other words, in your fast, okay? Peter said he had never eaten anything that is common or unclean. God told Peter that whatever God has cleansed, never call common or unclean. He told this to Peter three times. That's what I said. He told Peter three times, just like Peter denied Jesus three times, right? Coincidence? I don't know. But I just thought that was interesting. Peter got the message that God was trying to send him through the food and perceived that God is no respecter of persons. The Amplified version of the Bible, this scripture, says the following. Most certainly, I, meaning Peter, understand now that God is not one to show partiality to people as though the Gentiles were excluded from God's blessing. But in every nation, the person who fears God and does what is right by seeking him is acceptable and welcomed by him.
Okay.
Interesting. Sometimes we tend to forget that we don't have a monopoly on God. Because God is for everybody, right? We can't claim him just for us. That's selfish, right? God is for everybody. We do not decide who is worthy of being saved either, right? At least we shouldn't. Romans 10:9 says, if you declare with your heart, with your mouth, Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. There are no exceptions to that scripture. If anyone declares with their mouth that Jesus is Lord and believes in their heart that God raised him from the dead, then they will be saved. I got to touch on a few things, and I apologize in advance if it hurts somebody's feelings or whatever, but I'm just got, my duty is to tell what God tells me. Listen closely. We do not have a right to decide who can attend our church. We do not have the right to filter or pick and choose who should hear the word of God. God gave us the church to worship, praise, and hear the word of God, correct? God should be the head of any church. And God says that all is welcome. The term come as you are does not refer to our clothes. It means that anybody can come and be saved in his house. This means everybody. It doesn't matter if you're black or white, tall or short, fat or skinny, straight or gay, old or young, Muslim or Catholic, Baptist or Pentecostal. It doesn't matter. All, underlining the word all are welcomed in God's house. It is not your house. I don't care what name you put on your church. It's God's house. We need to really get off our high horses and let God be God in his own house. My wife shared with me a story where a pastor came to the church and had dressed like a homeless person. And he came and sat down, and They sat him in the back because nobody really wanted to sit with him. They didn't really want him to be there. Mm-hmm. Instead of them saying, well, we don't really want you here because you're homeless, they made him feel that way, mm-hmm. which is wrong. Mm-hmm. The pastor mm-hmm. eventually got up, mm-hmm. took off his homeless clothes, mm-hmm. went up to the pulpit, mm-hmm. and laid his congregation out, mm-hmm. saying, who are you to judge anybody? This is a God's house, mm-hmm. and anyone is welcome. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I wish that was the case. Mm-hmm. I'm sure God would not be giving me this if it was the case, okay? Mm-hmm. Something's going on that shouldn't be going on. Mm-hmm. But I'm not going to go too much further than that. Mm-hmm. God loves all of us, and he yes. wants all of us to be saved. God has given this opportunity to everyone without prejudice.
Amen.
God is not human, and he does not discriminate. Hmm. Amen?
Amen.
Now, verse 35 states the following. But in every nation, he that feareth God and worketh righteousness is accepted with him. Hmm. The Amplified Bible states, but in every nation, the person who fears God and does what is right by seeking him mm-hmm. is acceptable and welcomed by him. Mm. God is telling us that if we hold him in high regard, mm-hmm. respect him, mm-hmm. and does what is right by seeking him, mm-hmm. then and only then mm-hmm. are we truly accepted and welcomed by God. Mm. Right?
Right.
There are many of us who are saved, mm-hmm. but how many of us hold God in high regard, who truly respect him, and who does what is right by seeking him? Why does God want us to seek him? Because he knows that we cannot do anything of our own strength.
Amen.
We can't be righteous without God. There is no righteousness without God. Mm-mm. God wants us to seek him for us to get to know him. Right?
Amen.
God wants us to seek him for us to hear from him.
That's true.
You know? God wants us to seek him for us to have guidance according to his will, not our own.
Praise
you with me? God wants us to seek him for us to grow spiritually.
Yes, yes.
God wants us to seek him for us to be different than everybody else. Mm. You know, we are his representatives. God wants us to seek him so that we can help others through him. Mm. In other words, he can use us because we are like him.
Amen.
Okay? God wants us to seek him so God can speak through us like he's doing right now. Okay?
Amen.
God wants us to seek him for us to do what is right. Mm. God wants us to seek him for us to be less human and more like God. Because we are human.
Yes.
Now, I've given you several reasons why we should seek God. Mm-hmm. We can't do what is right without God. Mm-mm. It is the will of God that we seek him as well.
Amen.
We're saved for a reason.
Yes.
Everybody that's saved should be a representative of God on earth. Mm. Right?
Right.
We should be a living testimony of the glory of God through our actions and our words. Mm. That's a problem with that because I don't know about you, but I don't see a lot of that. Mm. But we should. Mm. And we need to look in the mirror first. Amen? Because none of us are perfect. Mm. And none of us got this thing down pat. And you can't get it down pat without God. God is the one that gets it down pat.
Amen.
Right? So I'm going to review this for a second, okay? Mm-hmm. The bottom line is that God has given everyone a chance simply because God loves us, right?
Thank God. Mm-hmm.
Unlike us, God is no respecter of persons. Mm. Unlike us, God is not one to show partiality. Unlike us, God says, come as you are, which I explained, okay? Unlike us, God is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
That's what's up.
Unlike us, God knows the heart of every man. He knows what you're thinking. He knows what you like. You can't deceive God. Mm. I don't care how pretty you talk. I don't care how pretty you pray. God knows what's in your heart. Mm. And that's what he judges man on, is what he sees in their heart. Unlike us, God is a forgiving God.
Praise the Lord.
I need to say that again. Unlike us, God is a forgiving God. We tend to hold grudges.
Yeah.
We do. We forgive, but we don't forget. Mm-mm. You know, in some cases, I can understand, you know, if somebody does you wrong once, you forgive them. They do you wrong again, you forgive them. How many times are you supposed to let them keep doing things, and how many times are you supposed to forgive them? Mm-hmm. It's got to be a limit somewhere. God don't have that limit. We're lucky, okay? Because I know personally, I've given God a lot of things to forgive me on, okay? Really, over and over again, sometimes the same thing, okay? But God is a forgiving God. I'm so glad he's a forgiving God.
Thank God.
Because I'd be up the creek without a paddle if he wasn't. I'm just saying.
Amen.
Unlike us, God shows us mercy and grace.
Praise the Lord.
Isn't that the truth? After he forgives us, I mean, forgiving is mercy and grace if you think about it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's not something that he has to do.
Mm-hmm.
It's a blessing when he does it.
Mm-hmm.
And he does it because he loves us. Would you agree with me on that?
Amen.
Amen. So God is not like us. Mm-hmm. Thank goodness.
Mm-hmm.
Thank goodness.
Thank God.
But saints, I'm here to tell you today, and God put it on my heart to say it,
mm-hmm.
that God is for everyone. Amen?
I appreciate that.
Amen. Let us pray. Dear Lord, our God, in the name of Jesus we come, giving you praise and thank you for this word. Father, we are thankful that you're not a respecter of person, that you don't discriminate or any of that stuff, Lord.
Yes.
But you love us just where we are spiritually.
Thank you, Jesus.
You love us, Lord. And you want us to come to you as we are, whatever level we are in you, whether we know you or not, whether we're close to you or not, you want us to just come to you, Lord. Help us to come to you. Help us to seek you. Put a zeal in our hearts to seek you, Father, as you request, so we may be acceptable in thy sight. Father, I pray, Father, that this word we'll go forth throughout the land, and I pray forgiveness for all of us, because we all fall short in this area. Father, I thank you for loving us.
Yes.
May you be glorified by this word. May you draw those to it that you want to hear this word. May they seek you once they hear it. I just pray, Father, that this word will not go out and come back void. Father, you're such a good God. And we thank you for this and everything, Lord. And we ask it all in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Amen.